This meeting is now being recorded.
Good morning, everyone. This is Laureen. Thanks to everyone for joining. I'll remind everyone to say their names before they speak for the clarity of the recording. And I'll also start by asking if folks have any additional topics that they would like to discuss during during this phone call. Anyone? Okie dokie. Then let's just dive right in. Our last document, our brainstorming document, is on the screen and also is available at the wiki, which our great ICANN staff folks have put the link for, and it also was in my prior email. So I think when we spoke last, we had made some progress prioritizing our topics, and we also had thought about prioritizing within the topics. So I thought we could take a look at consumer and user category, which I think is one of our biggest categories, and think about whether that is in the order that we want it to be in. So did folks have thoughts about that in terms of our consumer and end user behavior? Does that reflect our priorities for our inquiry? And if folks have questions about this, they should just shout out. So just for clarity, since I'm hoping that this call is not a monologue and that we're going to have a dialogue, having just seen Tennessee Williams' Cat on a Hot Tin Roof last night, which opens with an extended monologue and then unfolds into dialogue in the second and third acts, which are much more engaging. I'm hoping that our call can reflect that progress too. So the second category, consumer and user behavior, starts off with consumer literacy and public awareness of new GTLDs, distinguishing between legacy and similarly named new GTLDs, how the new GTLD impacts user expectations, whether consumers know where to report problems. And then we have another separate category of DNS abuse, the prevalence of abuse, new GTLDs versus legacy GTLDs, enforcement mechanisms to curb abuse, abuse policies in new GTLD registries and registrars, and compliance issues comparing new GTLDs with legacy GTLDs. Then we have consumer end user behavior, which is a more technical issue, whether consumers actually reach their intended destination, whether they're victims of malware, phishing, botnets, et cetera, and homographic attacks, which I'll confess I don't recall the meaning of that. And then we had privacy policy issues. Are there privacy policies? Are they easy to find? What did they cover, et cetera? So that's the issue that's on the table. And my question to folks is whether that reflects our priorities, that order.
Carlos,
I see your extra question here. So we'll talk about the meeting in Finland. We will certainly get to that, and I'll add that as a note for our agenda.
Laureen, if I may.
Carlos, yes.
Yes, thank you, Laureen. This is Carlos for the record. I'm sorry I couldn't make it to the last call. I just want to have the framework clear. This is what you just read is what we expect Nielsen to go deeper into in the second round of the surveys. Is that right?
No. The Nielsen issues actually have been discussed really in the context, Carlos, of a separate phone call with the Nielsen sub-team members primarily, and then I think the issues also percolated somewhat during some of our plenary calls. But my sense is, and maybe Alice and Pam or I guess we don't have Aliza on the call today, but Alice or Pam, you can correct me if I'm wrong. My sense is that the Nielsen survey is pretty much closed now, so to speak. They have made the changes we had requested, the adjustments we had requested, and I think they're starting to engage in trying to get that second survey out. Is that accurate, Pam and Alice?
Actually, this is Aliza. I am on the call.
Oh, you are on the phone. I don't know why I'm not seeing your name listed.
It's up top, but I am on the call. I might have to drop out of the room at some point, but I'll be on audio until the hour is up. But I can answer that question. So the Nielsen study, the consumer study, so that of the end users, that questionnaire is now closed. You're right. Nielsen is programming it into their software platform, in fact, has already started fielding in several countries. So they've already gotten several hundred responses. So that one is underway. We can't make any more changes to that questionnaire. The registrant survey, that's the one I sent an email around about last week, to gather any of the feedback we've talked about so far of what we could add to that survey. So Nielsen is now working on making, incorporating those changes and other appropriate changes to the survey that was sealed into registrants last year. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think you should see a draft of that probably within the next 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay. I'm sorry. Say that last part one more time for me.
I was saying that you should see a draft of the registrant questionnaire so we could start discussing the questionnaire within probably 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay. Great. So what we are talking about then, Carlos, is really the work of our subgroup in terms of the issues we want to tackle as part of the safeguard focused review. And during our last conversation, we had reprioritized our brainstorming document. To start with the impact of the public interest commitments and other safeguards, which was a rather short category, but then we followed it up with a rather long category, consumer and end user behavior, with a lot of subtopics within that. And my question, and that's what I just read, Carlos, and my question to the group is, within that topic, does that order reflect our priorities, or do we want to reassess that? That's really my question.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Laureen. I think it looks good. It's just the consumer end user behavior when you say navigation and use, it's pretty light. I would hope that we will discuss more there. I mean, does not resolve is one possibility, but it resolves but bring me somewhere else, or it brings a fake page and asks me to push a button to go to another one and things like that. This is an area where I mean, it's the step from addressing to reaching the page, which I would like to have better developed on the consumer and end user behavior. There are three cases there, but it's kind of pretty general compared to sections 1 and 2 before. That's my comment. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Carlos. I think that those are very good points. What I'm going to ask you to do is perhaps circulate your suggestions to the group, because that way we can share our views on it with everyone else in the group, and then I'm thinking export it into the document, because I think you raise a good point. In fact, very recently there have been a lot of articles about typo domain squatting, trying to use the domain that deliberately takes advantage of people mistyping, which is slightly different from what you identified, but I think goes to the general topic of, are consumers reaching their intended destination, or are they landing somewhere else where they then are subject to increased risk for abusive behavior? So is that all right with you, Carlos, to circulate something for us?
Yes, sure. I will do it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Anyone else with either comments on those subcategories or thoughts about whether that order reflects our priorities?
Calvin here.
Hi, Calvin.
Yeah, I think as we proceed, the order may change as we get into more depth on these various topics.
I think that's right. I think that's right. This isn't hard and fast. It's just a starting point.
Exactly. So as a starting point, it's probably adequate.
And although I'm losing connectivity on my screen, I believe I see Drew's hand up.
Yes, this is Drew Bagley for the record. I just wanted to add to what Carlos had mentioned and just say to Carlos, to suggest maybe he looks at what we have listed under use. So we have navigate, then we have use. And maybe, Carlos, as you're working on your proposal, maybe you can figure out if use should be tweaked in any way or if any of those components should also be repeated in the navigate subcategory. And then also I just wanted to add that with the first topic, with consumer literacy and public awareness of new GTLDs, based on some of the readings we've done the past week, I think that first sentence or first question or whatever it is, it's a partial question. I guess we have public awareness of new GTLDs, question mark. I think we should have that say something about public awareness of new GTLDs, comma, including their IDNs, because the I'm trying to remember which study. I think it was one of only U.S. and U.K. participants, but I think it's it illustrates a problem with potentially with any consumer seeing something that's not in their own native language. Is that perhaps IDNs are going to be inherently untrustworthy to someone if it's in a language that's unknown to them, even if it truly is a bank site at .bank and it's .bank in Chinese. And so that's just some other component maybe of that consumer literacy.
Okay. I think that's a fair point too, and I'm going to make the same request for you to just capture that in an email, because I think the next time we chat, we can have a document that then reflects these comments.
Okay, sounds good.
Unless folks have other comments, okay, I see Brian's hand up.
Hi, Laureen, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Great. I just have a comment sort of on the substance, not necessarily the order of the questions under DNS abuse. The questions are great as a starting point, and this is something to think about just sort of as the months progress. The questions lead to sort of binary kind of yes or no type answers, and that's great as a starting point, but the way I sort of approach that is, or go beyond that, is once I have that binary answer, is I ask myself sort of a why question, and I think the why questions are very important, and also the kind of what explains the variation in something. So, for example, DNS, take the first point, DNS abuse more prevalent in new versus legacy. There's going to be some yes or no answer there, more prevalent in new GTLDs. So what explains that sort of variation between new and legacy? Then you sort of hypothesize it's going to be maybe safeguards or something like that, or ineffective safeguards. So I think that's just something to – the way I try to think about these things going forward is asking sort of why questions, and I think that leads to, in the long run, more productive conclusions. But I understand at the outset you have to kind of pose these initial research questions. So that's just my two cents for going forward. Thanks.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate that. I think that that makes a lot of sense to me. This is our starting point, but then, of course, I absolutely agree with you. It's very productive to then figure out what's behind the answer to our questions. So that makes a lot of sense to me. Okay. I'm just checking for hands. I'm checking the chat. This is for people who can divide their attention. Okay, so moving on, let's talk about our reading list. I had circulated and Pam and Alice and perhaps others had populated our wiki with some studies that contain elements that I thought would be of interest. I'm hoping that folks had a chance to read or at least peruse these. I know at least one of them was rather lengthy, but the others were shorter and more digestible. And I wanted to open up a discussion of thoughts about these studies and what we think might be worthy of really something that we want to focus on for the purpose of our review, if we think it has information or data that is really pertinent to the questions we're grappling with. So I want to open that up for discussion with an eye, I think, towards next time, perhaps dividing and conquering, where I'll ask for volunteers to do a deep dive into some of these documents for presentation to the group. But for now, I wanted to sort of get people's preliminary thoughts on what information on that reading list, which of those studies they think are things that we're going to really want to include in our inquiry. So that's what that's the question I'm opening up to the group. Okay, and thank you, Pam, for posting in the chat the link to the reading list. Our folks was everyone able to find the reading list? No, everyone's busy, but I want to make sure, and I'm not going to be the scolding professor here. What I want to make sure is if people are able to find this list. Did anyone have trouble finding this list?
Thank you, Lorraine. This is Carlos again, but I think Drew wanted to speak before me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble seeing
you. You can go ahead, Carlos. You can go ahead, Carlos.
Okay. Yes, I'm very sorry. I had a lot of work over the last few days, and today we have the monthly call of the GNSO Council, and we have such a backlog that I haven't paid attention. But I think your idea is great. I mean, you should assign randomly the papers. I hope I get a short one.
That would be random, Carlos.
Pam was so nice and gave us the link again. Now I know where it is. It is in the same place, a little bit down the page, but I'm ready to take anyone you suggest and try to make a presentation. I think this is the best idea. I see five out there, but I think it's a great idea. I volunteer alone or with somebody to work, to make a presentation on one of the papers or two, I don't know, for the next time. Count on me. You are the chair. Thank you.
Okay, that's fine. Maybe that's the best way to approach this. So here's what I'll do. And Drew, I know you want to speak, and you probably have thoughts on some of these things. So I'm going to get to you in a second. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give folks a couple of hours today. I'll send out a new email with this plan for the benefit of those who aren't on the call. I'll give folks a couple of hours to express a preference for what reading they would like to present on. And then if I don't hear from enough people to cover the readings we have, then I will, as Carlos so graciously said, I'll randomly assign with an eye towards having many presentations on the studies for our next phone call. And that way everyone could, it'll be a little more manageable for folks, I think. I know we're all busy, but I want to also get us all sort of taking a little bit of a dive into the many resources we already have, which I've tried to capture. Okay. Drew, you've been very patient. You have the floor.
Thank you. So I think adding to the assignment you're giving all of us, all of our homework, I think we should all, whoever's assigned to whichever paper, should try to come up with, in addition to the merit of the study and presenting the study, should try to come up with research questions about the new GCLDs based on that topic, the topic discussed in the study. So, for example, if there are questions that come out of the takedown study versus the DNS abuse study, I think that would be helpful, as well as any proposed methodology. I mean, I think the most helpful report on the reading list is the one Brian did, because it does propose research methodologies. And so I think that, for that report, that might be helpful to have maybe two people go through that one and look at all of the research suggestions and see whether or not this is something we want to take on for each one of the research questions, the hypotheses, and the proposed means of achieving an answer.
That sounds like a great idea. And, you know, you have the floor. I actually had a question for you when I was looking at the Secure Domain Foundation report that I linked to. I think I didn't link to quite the right thing because I didn't see the underlying data. So does that live somewhere else, so to speak?
The underlying data itself, since it was based on anonymous surveys, are not published.
I
see. Yeah, I might be able to get those. I'm thinking I won't be able to because that research was done with the understanding that everything would be kept anonymous and whatnot, and some of the answers can be revealing because of the numbers. But I might be able to get more data if you have specific questions about numbers, in any way whatsoever. I could probably get those and make those public. Otherwise, the footnotes include numbers. for some of that stuff.
That's helpful. So Carlos asked which one was done by Brian, and that is the that actually was the ICANN study, which I think had a prior dead link, but has now risen again like the phoenix, thanks to Pam and Alice who put on a new link. But it's called the New GTLD Program Safeguards Against DNS Abuse. Is that is the right one, Brian? Yes, Brian and Drew. Am I identifying that correctly?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that's the one, and that you can now link to, and you'll see that on the reading list, which raises the question: if folks have any other. And I'm now totally off the chat. I can't see anything because I have a wholly blank screen now. I don't know why that is. So I have voice-to-voice contact only. That brings me to the question of whether folks want to identify any other sources that we should be taking a look at. I had tried to collect sources that had already been identified or things I was already aware of. Other folks have suggested things to me. Are there any other studies or sources or articles, things we should be taking a look at that might inspire questions or analysis on our consumer trust and safeguard issues? Any other sources?
Kelvin,
this is Drew. I'm just going to paste a link to some APWG resources I think we should look at.
That's the anti-phishing working group, yes?
Correct.
Okay. That's great.
Lorene, this is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Good morning. I think it's great that we're compiling this reading list, and I hope that we can add additional materials after this call.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, but my question is: is the reading list for our own background, or do you foresee using them in some other way?
The reading list, at least at this point, is for our background, and I think ultimately it may form part of the working group's analysis. But I think that's going to be subject to, looking it over and discussing it, among the group. So this is more a preliminary dive to see what's going to be useful, what's going to inspire other analysis requests for data, and perhaps what's going to be a source of data ultimately for us. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
So I'm still having problems connecting, so if folks have put information in the chat, I can't see it. So I'm going to have to rely on folks to actually speak up if they're able to. If there are any other sources, and you can identify a source after the phone call, but if there's anything you want to chime in about now, let me know.
Brian, pointing out in the chat. Oh, sorry. Never mind. Brian will say what.
Go ahead, Drew. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say what Brian said in the chat was that we could look at a lot of the references in the DNS abuse report itself as resources that we should read. We should read the primary content to be inspired for our own research questions.
Yeah, and this reinforces the need, I think, for more than one person to take a look at that because you then can also start looking at some of the underlying materials as well. And Brian, if you think there's something especially juicy and useful, maybe you can highlight that to us also. And Pam and Alice, and I know I just interrupted someone, and I'll speed in a minute. Pam and Alice, if you can add Drew's link to the anti-phishing working group resources to our reading list, that would be super. Great. Someone else wanted to talk.
Hi, Laureen. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of expand upon what Jamie was referring to, and also add to what Drew was saying. Yes, there's going to be some juicy references, so to speak, in that DNS abuse report. So I think you will find a lot of them interesting. Some of them are just kind of little tidbits. Also, in response to Jamie and how we use this, I think it will be important to establish to create sort of a literature review, something like that, as we go forward, to establish something like a state of affairs for an introduction to any potential report you guys produce. So having all that background, I think, is going to be really useful, and I think it will eventually result in sort of a tangible output. So I think that's a useful exercise to have an understanding of that state of affairs. Thanks.
Thanks, Brian, and I appreciate your perspective here because this strikes me as something that when we are putting together whatever interim and final products we have, I think it will have a lot more credibility if we actually have a lot of information about the resources we've consulted informing our conclusions, which probably will go beyond just data and also include these other sources of information. Good. So Brian, your hand is still up, but I'm thinking that that's your old hand. But if it's not, speak up. And Drew, your hand is still up. Okay, hands are down. Margie, your hand is up.
Good morning, everyone. As you think about how you want to analyze each of these articles, I'm wondering if it would be helpful to have a template of areas, like if you're going to assign various committee members different articles to either to summarize or bring back materials for. I'm wondering if we want to kind of standardize that so everyone's looking for the same thing and presenting it back in the same way so that, as we think about building out a report later on, that it'll be easy to feed into some of that. And just a suggestion for you.
Let me give that some thought. My initial inclination is I think a template will be useful. At some point, I'm not sure I want to have a template for the first time because I'm actually interested in an unfiltered take on what people think of the articles right now and what people find useful. And I fear if I impose a template at the onset, I may actually miss some things, which I don't want to do. I think what I'd rather do is use our first sort of reporting session to come up with a template that we decide to apply thereafter. But I certainly welcome any ideas for a template now. It's just for the first reporting session. I think I'd rather just hear, what folks are thinking is the most important thing about the study, what's the most interesting, what's the most surprising, what could be useful, and whatever else, strikes people as they're reading the study. I think as we move forward, we can then create a template that we think is going to be most useful for our purposes.
Sure, that actually makes a lot of sense. And when we get to that next call, will a staff just sort of like listen to the comments to see whether it helps identify what kinds of issues are for a template? I think that might be helpful for you too, so that we can see the kinds of things that people are focusing on.
Perfect. That'll be very useful. Good. Okay. So we've talked about our priorities. We've talked a little bit about the study. I think the issue of additional data is going to be assisted when we have our discussion of these resources. But if folks have thoughts now about any additional data needs, now's the time to discuss them. Any thoughts about additional data needs at this point that you see already? Okay, so let's park that one then, since I'm not seeing hands. Let's park that for our next phone call. So this then will bring us to Fabra's question, which I believe referred to a question about our face-to-face meeting in Finland, which I think confused me a little bit, Fabro, because I think our next face-to-face is going to be in Washington, D.C., and I'm not certain that there even is a planned face-to-face in Finland at all, but I will ask that question to Alice and Margie and Pam on the phone if there's additional insights about a face-to-face meeting in Finland. I do know that on the GAC draft schedule, and here I'm checking off an item that I promised to do that I didn't do last time at the GAC meeting, there is a place for an update on the CCT review team activities.
Sure, Lorena, I'll jump in. That is correct. After the last meeting in Marrakesh, the group decided that they did not want to meet during an ICANN meeting. And so we essentially decided to explore other options, and that's how we came up with the June date in Washington, D.C. So there will be no formal review team meetings in Finland.
Does that answer your question, Fabro? Okay, I think it does. Yes, good. So I will just then just give a heads up to staff that there is going to be some sort of briefing in Helsinki to the GAC, and that's something we need to plan for. That's different from the face-to-face meeting. Okay,
Larry. This is Aliza. Sorry, I'm only on the phone, so I can't raise my hand. Are you and Megan planning on doing that update?
You know, I haven't spoken with Megan. I think that's the likely scenario, and I'm not sure. Again, this has just come up since because I've just looked at the draft schedule only recently. So it is also something I wanted to chat with Jonathan about and see see what his thoughts are as well. So I think at the very least, Megan and I would be involved, and perhaps Jonathan as well as a question mark there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so are there any other items that folks want to discuss? Any other items? While I have people on the phone, who is planning to join us in June? I'm hoping we can get as many folks as possible. So from the folks that are on the phone, who's planning on joining us in DC in June? We have Drew, Carlos, Fabro. Make sure actually Fabro. I'm mispronouncing it. Oh, good. Gustav. Calvin. Yay. It looks like we're getting Jamie. Looks like we're getting a nice level of participation. That's terrific. Hopefully the people who haven't been able to join us on this call can also attend. We have no travel arrangements, though. So, Carlos, what does that mean, that you haven't received communications from ICANN about the travel arrangements yet? Oh, okay, I'm seeing in the chat that that's the case. Okay, so hopefully that will be taken care of by the ICANN travel folks.
Lorraine, this is Aliza. Can I raise another issue if we have a little more time?
We do, and you can.
Thank you. So I wanted to quickly discuss the name collision topic. I know that you've been communicating with Francisco, our Director of Technical Services, about this. So for the benefit of the group, last week on your plenary call, I mentioned that if the team was interested in learning more about name collisions, Francisco could do a presentation for you. Lori, and I think perhaps you and Francisco were going to discuss this more, but I thought maybe this would be a chance to hear from the group what in particular you'd like to learn from the topic, to give Francisco a sense of how to organize his presentation and his thoughts for you. I think I had mentioned on the call that we do have one of the recommended metrics on this topic was to collect number of reports of name collisions that ICANN has received. So one suggestion I had was to have Francisco talk about how we collect those reports, what we do with them, and if there's any other way of looking at those reports that might be helpful for the review. There's lots of other literature and studies and work that's been done to address this issue in the new GTLD program. So I don't know if there's a particular area or some suggestions. I think it might help Francisco to focus his thoughts for you all on your next Upstream call. He couldn't join today, so in 2 weeks he'll be joining you to discuss the topic.
That's a great topic, because I have been emailing back and forth with Francisco, and I'm hopeful he's going to be able to join us for our next phone call in 2 weeks. So what are folks' ideas more specifically about name collisions? What would be most useful to hear? Because I'm thinking about maybe 10 or 15 minutes for Francisco to chat with us. This will also have some of our study presentations. Okay, so Fabro has typed in some topics here.
Okay, great. And I'm sure my colleague will capture that and forward it to me when I'm online again. We can also discuss this on the safeguard sub-team list, if that might be a useful forum for you guys as well.
Yeah, that would be fine. So, Fabro, I'm a little confused about your comment. Does that refer to the name collision, or is this a general comment about a draft safeguard? Okay, and Fabro is typing, so I'm going to let him finish typing so I can get the answer. While Fabro is finishing typing, does anyone else have any other comments about the name collision? What would be most useful? Okay, So I will ask folks to look in the chat because Fabro has some useful suggestions about linking our topics to some of the studies, which I think ultimately would be a good idea. And I'm also, and I would perhaps ask folks to do likewise, I'm intending to take a look at the competition group's sort of list of topics and how they've approached this, sort of preliminary step to see if there's things we can learn from them, things that are useful in their approach. So if folks want to take a mosey onto the competition part of our review team wiki and take a look at the last version of their brainstorming document, if there's something useful about their approach that you think would be good for us to copy, since that is the sincerest form of flattery, let's talk about it next time we chat together as a subgroup.
Yes, Lauren, this is Carlos.
Yes, Carlos.
Now that you talk about the other subgroup, I strongly recommend to watch a very short presentation that Sam Besson did yesterday or the day before on the basics of competition from the point of view of allowing mergers and acquisitions. It was very, very straightforward, very easy. You can read it yourself, and it's very, very good stuff. That's where my initiative from reading the papers came from. I really recommend everybody who couldn't follow the presentation by Sam to take a look at that one. Thank you.
And, Carlos, is that available? Where are we finding that? Is that going to be on the competition sub-teams wiki by listening to the recording, or is that a presentation that's actually posted?
I hope it's posted. It's a very short PowerPoint presentation, less than 10 pages, almost self-explanatory, very, very useful. I haven't checked if they put it up in the page, but it should be there. Thank you.
Okay. So if it's not there, I'll touch base with our supporting folks who will troubleshoot for us and see if we can get that. And of course, Stan always has it too, and I'm sure he'll be delighted to share. So I think that's a great suggestion. As I understand it, Sam was talking about the definition of markets. Am I right about the topic here, Carlos?
Yes, right. From the point of view of allowing or not allowing mergers or acquisition, the heading is the market definition that applied to the analysis, is there is market power or not. So it goes beyond the definition of market. It was like an impulse to start discussing the definition of market. And from there, there is already an incipient discussion what should be part of the market or the markets that we're going to analyze and what should be outside. So define the boundaries of the competition side. Thank you.
Okay, so if folks are interested in that, and I think it would be useful, even though it's a competition-related issue, it's good for us to have a general understanding of those concepts. So I would recommend that folks take a look at that. And it looks like Pam has already posted a link for us in the chat, so that's terrific. Any other topics before we close out a smidgen early? I'm not seeing any other hands raised. Anyone else want to jump in with any other topics? Yeah, I see Brian. Carlton, to answer your question, the Francisco Arias presentation is going to be about names collision. And the earlier question about how prevalent that is actually is a question that I have also, and I think that's one of the things that Francisco is going to discuss. Okay, so we're adjourning 5 minutes early. What that means is that if I ever go 5 minutes over, no one gets to complain because we'll be even Steven. If anyone has any questions or comments in the interim, please feel free to circulate it to the group, or if you have something you want to discuss with me, as always, please feel free to reach out to me directly. So thanks, everyone, for participating. I'm going to send out an email with your quote-unquote homework for presentations on these studies, inviting you to give me a preference of what you'd like to present. If I don't get a preference, then I'll just divvy them out. Okie dokie.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye, all. Thank you.